It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian Geis and Dan Strauss here with me. And now it's your chance to join us to play the Harris Challenge, the most fun you can have with your radio on. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS. If you have not played in the last 60 days, you are welcome to call and play right now. Dan told me that just before we went on the air with the Harris Challenge, somebody called with a correction about last week's Harris Challenge, in which I had asked who played the pinball wizard, or I was talking about the movie Tommy, and I mentioned that in that movie based on the Who rock opera Tommy, that Elton John had played the pinball wizard. And this person, whose name I'm sorry I don't have, said no, Elton John played the champ, who the Tommy, played by Roger Daltrey, plays pinball against, because Tommy is the pinball wizard and Elton John was the champ. And I appreciate you calling with that correction, because you're absolutely right, and I was absolutely wrong. But here's what amazes me. That was a week ago, and we live in the most immediate times of my life, where not only could you call us earlier than a week later, I have an email address, paul@harrisonline.com. I have a Twitter account, @PaulHarrisShow. I have a Facebook page. Ian has a Facebook page. Dan has a Facebook page. The show has a Facebook page, AM and the PM. You can contact us any way you want, almost instantaneously. You don't have to wait a week.
Yeah.
But he got it mentioned on the air. If you would have, if you would have done it last Friday,
I would have mentioned
you would have,
it.
Okay.
Oh, if he had emailed me and said, "Hey, you got this wrong," I appreciate it.
Maybe he'd forget to mention it on the air. I better wait to do it right before.
I know.
Well, I don't know if whether that was the motive or not, but either way, when you want to contact us about anything, use one of those venues and you can get through. Now, let's play today's Harris Challenge, which is guaranteed error-free. 100% guaranteed.
Oh, are you?
Or what? Your money back.
Oh, there you go.
Please keep your receipts. To play the Harris Challenge, you're going to end up trying to get through questions in a category. And that category is inside this little device we have right over here called the Semi-Random Category Computer. Push that button once a week and they go spinning around, and lights that are not connected to anything go on and off for no reason, just like the lights on computers in old movie theaters, in old movies. Oh, there was an error.
Old movie computers.
Old movie computers.
Yes. You know, like the Whopper in War Games.
Oh, sure.
It had the lights on the side that went in sequence, but they didn't actually mean anything
HAL.
Or do anything. Or HAL in 2000. Or any computer that's been in any movie ever, the lights flashing on the side don't actually mean anything, just like on the semi-random category computer. Inside that will be the categories, and we'll find out what those are in just a moment. But the valuable part of this is when you get to your category, if you get 8 points or better of the 15 possible points, you will win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Right, Paul. We have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville. And every Saturday morning, I happen to know Johnny Londoff Chevrolet has donuts from Old Town Donut Shop. Actually, I think every day they have them in the service department.
Donuts as big as your head.
Yes.
Have they taken that on as their official slogan yet?
No, they should.
They should. Put it right in the window.
Also, Peroni.
You don't think people would come into your place if you had a sign outside saying donuts as big as your head? I would stop in there just to see them.
Just to look, yeah.
I don't care if you're diabetic. You're pulling in there.
Yeah. I want to see the donut as big as my head. Also, from Peroni's Pizzeria, we have a gift card for you. They have two locations. One in Florissant, once again, right around the corner from Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Mm-hmm.
And in St. Peter's at 70 and 79.
By the way, when you go into Peroni's, those pizzas, they're
yes.
as big as a pizza.
Oh, they are. And as big as your head. Well, bigger than your head.
Yeah.
Also, from the Skyview Drive-In.
Skyview Drive-In sponsors the Harris Challenge. They're on the North Belt West in Belleville, open 7 nights a week, right up until next weekend, which is Labor Day weekend. If you were to go this weekend, you would see Sausage Party and Bad Moms, the double bill, on Screen 1. Or you can go to Screen 2 and see the number one movie in the country, Suicide Squad, and the number two movie in the country, War Dogs, both playing in the other double bill at the Skyview Drive-In. And we've got free tickets for you.
That's right. Or we have a pair of tickets to see the Fab Four, the ultimate tribute to the Beatles, on October 7th at the Family Arena. If you want to buy tickets, you can do that now. They're available at the Family Arena box office or through MetroTix.
And if you get all the questions in your category right, we call it a clean sweep and give you a bonus.
Yeah, you'll get a gift certificate to Candice's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester and Baldwin. Candice's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and pizza delivery. Go to Candice's.net.
Okay, so again, the number is 314-969-KTRS and 1-888-550-KTRS, and I punch a button randomly of these lines, and we find our first contestant right here. Hello, Chris.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Welcome to the Harris Challenge, where you get the unique broadcast opportunity to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain in something we call the 5-second cheap plug opportunity. Go ahead.
I'm just going to throw it right back at you. I enjoy listening to the Harris Challenge and listening to you on Fridays.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. All right,
Thank you. We've
already turned on the computer, and I look at the screen here, and I can see the categories are always led by our most topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? And category two is, I thought the Olympics were over. Or you can have category three, Who Did What Now? Which one will it be for you, Chris?
I'll do Who Did What Now.
Okay.
I just didn't watch the Olympics.
Okay, well, we've got 60 seconds on the clock. You got to get 8 points or better to win. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which town was described as the apex of horror by UN aid official this week? Baton Rouge, Aleppo, Syria, or Rio de Janeiro, Brazil?
Baton Rouge.
Aleppo, Syria. Who won re-election as mayor of Cormorant, Minnesota this week? A 9-year-old girl, a 9-year-old parrot, or a 9-year-old dog?
9-year-old dog.
Correct. Named Duke. According to a report this week, what has replaced cigarettes as currency in prison? Ramen noodles, Snickers bars, or Pokemon cards?
Pass on that one.
Which NHL team has hired the league's first woman onto its coaching staff? The New York
Calgary Flames.
You can have the New York Rangers, the San Jose Sharks, or the Arizona Coyotes.
Oh, the Coyotes. I'm sorry.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Because
Thank
of an
you.
All-time surplus of private inventories, what is the government going to buy $20 million worth of? Cheese, medical marijuana, or oil?
Cheese.
That is correct. 11 million pounds of cheese.
Wow.
And new currency in prison, ramen noodles. Chris, you got the two, you got the four, you got the five. That's 11 points, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hang on. You're very welcome, and thank you very much for listening. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while I talk to our second contestant. Hello, Larry.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Go ahead and plug something.
Well, I'm going to a high school football game. I have a daughter who's a freshman. She's in the marching band, and so headed to the high school game tonight.
What does she play?
She plays the trumpet.
Okay.
At Marquette High School.
Okay. Well, good luck to her on the season.
And I want to mention one other thing, Paul.
Yeah?
The most useless computer that I ever saw on TV was the one on Lost in Space.
Yeah.
Which...
again, you know, the lights on the beep, boop, 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 they're not doing anything.
All right.
Here are your category choices, Larry. Have you been paying attention? I thought the Olympics were over. Or you can have Forbes' highest paid actresses.
Let's go with Forbes' highest paid actresses.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. This is a new report from Forbes magazine this week on which women in the movies are making the most money in the last year. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which star of Joy and X-Men Apocalypse is the highest paid actress, making $46 million this year?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Correct. Which star of Ghostbusters and the now-canceled Mike and Molly was paid some $33 million this year?
Melissa McCarthy.
Correct. Who made $12 million by starring in Money Monster, Mother's Day, and ads for Lancome?
Is that Scarlett Johansson?
It's Julia Roberts. Who earned $13.4 million, mostly for playing Lois Lane in Batman vs. Superman?
Pass on that one.
Which star of Bad Moms and the voice of Meg on Family Guy earned $11 million over the last year?
Was that Mila Kunis?
That's correct. Who played Lois Lane in Batman vs. Superman?
Well, let me go Scarlett Johansson there.
It is Amy Adams.
Amy Adams, okay.
Yeah. By the way, Bad Moms, one of your choices at the Skyview Drive-In. Let's see how you did here, Larry. You got the one, you got the two, you got the five. You're just at the threshold for winning. 8 points. Nicely done.
Oh, great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Hang on, and Dan will tell you about your prizes while I talk to contestant three. Hi, Nancy Lynn.
Hi, Paul.
How you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. I keep track of how long it can be before I can play again.
I like that. I appreciate that. That's a conscientious contestant.
Yep.
You want to plug anything?
I want to tell you that those donuts are every bit as good as you make them sound. Oh, my God, they're delicious.
And they're as big as your head.
Well, they're as fluffy as my head, whatever that means.
All right, Nancy Lynn, what do you want? We have you been paying attention? I thought the Olympics were over. Or Forbes' highest paid actors?
Well, let's see if I've been paying attention.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What country was hit with a 6.2 earthquake Wednesday morning that has killed over 270 people?
Italy.
That's right. Who was named the new captain of the St. Louis Blues this week?
I haven't a clue.
All right, here's your three-pointer. What company released a sunscreen this week that smells like fried chicken?
I don't know, KFC?
Correct. Which of these are at historic lows in St. Louis? Car thefts, street festivals, or McDonald's franchises?
What do you mean by low?
It's the lowest. The numbers are lowest than they've ever been.
Street festivals.
Car thefts.
Oh, well.
Which company backtracked after cashing a lot of flack for raising the price of its EpiPen 450% since 2004?
Mylan?
That's correct. Who's the new captain of the St. Louis Blues?
I wouldn't even have a guess.
You know what? We can ask hockey expert Dan Strauss.
Alex Petrangelo.
That is correct. Defenseman, right?
Yes.
Yeah. See, I know it all. I know it all about hockey. Ask me. Go ahead, Dan. Dan, ask me anything you want about hockey. I'm a hockey expert. I'm better than Jim Brewer and Brandon Wiese combined. Go ahead. Ask me anything.
Who's number 11 that they retired?
All right, Nancy Lynn, congratulations. You got the 1, the 3, and the 5. That's 9 points, and you're a winner. Nicely done.
All righty.
Congratulations. And we'll move on to our fourth contestant now. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Paul.
5 seconds to plug something.
Everybody just have a great weekend.
All right. Two categories left. I thought the Olympics were over. Or Forbes' highest paid actors.
We'll go with I thought the Olympics were over.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Rob. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which TV reality show is disgraced American swimmer Ryan Lochte going to appear on next season?
Big Brother.
Dancing with the Stars. Which TV reality show did non-disgraced American swimmer Michael Phelps appear on this week?
Don't know.
Which American soccer goalie was suspended from the team for 6 months for conduct that is counter to the organization's principles?
Solo.
Hope Solo is right. Which country's Olympic team had trouble at baggage claim when they returned home because they all had the exact same red suitcases?
Russia.
It was Britain. What is the next city that will host the Summer Olympics?
Tokyo.
That's correct. In 2020. Back to the two-pointer. Which TV reality show did non-disgraced American swimmer Michael Phelps appear on this week? I'll tell you, it's a competition show.
American Ninja.
Well, you got the country right. It's America's Got Talent.
Oh,
but the good news for you, Rob, is that Hope Solo was worth 3 and Tokyo was worth 5. And so you also are a winner with 8 points. Congratulations.
Thank you, Paul.
So far, nobody's been punished today. Let's see what happens with our final contestant. It's all on you, Tom.
Thanks, Paul.
Go ahead and plug something.
The movie Proximity opens next week in Fort Warrenburg. Theaters features Adam Wainwright. Information at circa87.com.
This is Tom Oldcroft, who's going to be who appeared in the movie Proximity, and who I did not arrange to have on here. He just called in and was able to get through. Tom will be the casting director at the Mid Rivers Mall next Friday and Saturday, and 3 other Warrenburg theaters will be showing the movie Proximity and doing an open casting call from 5 until 8 each day next weekend.
And Tom, you know that Paul and I both have movie experience.
That's right. We're movie professionals.
Yes, I didn't see you, but I certainly saw Paul's role as the professor in Mississippi Grind.
Oh, you can see me. I have a 2 or 3 second cameo in Up in the Air.
Up in the Air.
I was in a scene with George Clooney.
It's uncredited, though, because Dan's ego did not allow
him. Yeah, I told him not to even worry about it. Don't.
Insufficient screen space for the ego.
Interestingly, Tom, the category is Forbes' highest paid actors, and you've been in a movie, Dan's been in a movie, I've been in a movie. Surprisingly, shockingly, we're not even on the list.
I can't believe it.
But these five actors are. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which former wrestler and star of Fast 8 and Central Intelligence is at the top of the list with $64.5 million earned in the last year?
Vin Diesel.
Dwayne Johnson. Whose work in Suicide Squad and Concussion earned him $20.5 million this year?
Will Smith.
Correct. Which Chinese movie star earned $61 million to land at second on the list?
Jackie Chan.
Correct. Which 74-year-old actor returned to the list with a $15 million payday for the seventh in a series of space-based movies?
William Shatner?
Harrison Ford from the Star Wars thing.
Okay.
Five-pointer, who slipped from first place to eighth place this year, despite continuing to star as a Marvel comic book action movie hero?
No idea.
Take a guess. There are a lot of comic book action hero movies.
Captain America?
Who's the actor? It's not the guy who plays Captain America. It's the guy who plays Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr.
All right.
He was in a Captain America movie this year, but he's down to eighth place on the earnings list. How will he pay his mortgage? Tom, you got...
And how will you punish me?
Well, we're going to find out here, because you only got 2 points for Will Smith and Jackie Chan for three, and so you got five, and that puts you under the threshold of winning and right into the punishment zone. I read this week that the band Ween is reuniting and is out on tour. I only know one song by this band because years ago when I used to let listeners vote on the worst song ever, we got a lot of votes for a little thing called Push the Little Daisies. Which musically is not horrible, but vocally, I believe the word dregs would apply. Listen. I hear this, I imagine the producer and the engineer behind the glass in the booth saying, okay, when is the real singer going to come in?
Oh, sounds great. Keep it up.
We're just laying this track down now. Somebody else is coming in later, right? If you think that I'm a loser, well, you suck. Dan, do you and the Upside Down Band do any Ween songs?
No. No, but we should probably try and add one.
You can't do worse.
No.
The chorus really brings it all together.
Are we coming up on the chorus? All right, here it comes.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Okay, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you produce punishment music for the Harris Challenge. Tom, have a great weekend, and good luck next weekend with the casting.
Thank you very much, Paul. Hope to see you there.
Thank you very much for playing the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via the KTRS app. You can also catch up with past episodes of the challenge you may have missed by going to my website, harrisonline.com.